and Granny's, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I know this alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's father finally arrived in town, and so far he hasn't started a single fight in Pine Ridge, which is an admirable record for Finest Peabody. To sort of further the record, he and Abner's wife Elizabeth are still on speaking terms. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Finest Peabody is sleeping in the rocking chair.
Abner, I wish you'd be more quiet. You're going to wake your papa up if you ain't careful.
Oh, I won't wake him up.
It's the only time I don't mind having your papa around the stores when he's asleep.
Yeah, well, I don't think he'll wake up, because he never got no rest at all hardly last night. He's pretty tired today, I know.
Well, what happened to him? Was he up all night long swinging them Indian clubs?
No, he was out in the backyard there part of the night, running around in his nightshirt there.
For pity's sake, in his nightshirt?
Yeah, just hope he don't catch a pneumonia.
Well, has Elizabeth run him clean out of the house already?
No, him and Elizabeth are still getting along pretty good. She never had nothing to do with this. It was Cedric's car that was the whole fault of it.
Cedric's car?
Yeah, see, Cedric drives right by our place on his way over to the war plant every night about 12 o'clock, and you know how that old car hit back far.
Oh, yeah, things sound like a 4th of July celebrate.
Well, every time Papa hears that, why, he leaps out of bed and grabs that old musket of his and rushes outside to fight the Union Army again.
For goodness sakes, does he actually do that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell him what it was?
I tried to, Lon. You know, Papa, he won't listen to you. Me and Elizabeth had a terrible time getting him back in the house. Well, fact is, we finally had to write out an order from Stonewall Jackson to get him to go back in there, demanding that he go in.
Don't he know the Civil War's over yet?
Why, sure, he knows it, Lum, but, oh, I don't know. Sometimes, it just seems sort of his mind slips back a few years, and he thinks he's back fighting the war again, I reckon.
I reckon that's how it is. You take old Dad Boss Ranch, miss. I know sometimes he gets to thinking he's back in Indiana on his uncle's farm.
Oh, yeah. Was that our ring?
Yeah, I believe it was. I'll get it. I recollect one time Dad thought, like you said, hello, jot 'em down store and library, and Lum Edwards talking.
Hey, keep your voice down, Lum. Don't wake
Mom. Up. Yes, Mom.
No, but I could use some.
Why, we'd be proud to have you do that.
Kept me up along with yourself.
Well, sure, we got plenty of room for you. Fact is, we'll fix up a little place right near the front of the store for you.
Fix up a place for who, Lon?
Well, we're proud to help you just any way we can.
Who's he talking to?
Oh, not at all. All right, fine. We'll be looking for you. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. Like that? Goodbye. Abner, help shove that table there up close to the front of the store.
Well, who was that, Mom?
A wave. Hurry up. We've got to get this thing ready for him time to get here.
Wave?
Yeah.
Who at?
Huh?
I don't see nobody. Where are they? Who is it, Mom?
Well, there ain't nobody out there to wave at. That's what you're talking about.
Well, what did you tell me to wave at him for?
I never told you to wave. I just said that was the officer in the waves that called me, and she wants to use our store for a recruiting office.
Recruiting office?
Recruiting office, I said.
Well, what's that, Mom?
I don't know. It's something like a recruiting office, I reckon.
Oh.
They want to get some of the girls around Pine Ridge here to join up with them.
Oh, I see.
That's a good thing for girls to get into, too. So I figure we ought to help them all we can.
Why, sure.
Good minds to get on the party line and make an announcement about it.
That's a good idea. We ain't got time to do it right now, though. We better move that table.
I don't want to wake up your papa anyway.
No.
So let's get busy and fix up a place for them to recruit.
Yeah. The Waves, that's the women's army, ain't it? The Waves?
No, they're part of the United States Navy.
Oh.
You'll recognize the uniform when these girls get here. They wear blue uniforms.
Blue uniforms?
Blue uniforms. Oh. Did I hear somebody say blue uniforms?
Are you away, Papa?
Whereabouts are the Yankee critters, Abner? That's me. Whereabouts are they? Say, come on, man.
Papa, what's the matter with you anyway?
Didn't you hear the news, son? The blue coats are coming.
Oh, now, wait just a minute now.
Roll out. the basketball.
Listen, Mr. Peabody, I think you're a little mixed up. These blue uniforms ain't on Union soldiers. They're on Wade.
Well, I don't give a toot who know. The blue uniform means just one thing. It means we got to fight out our hands. Now, come on, boy.
Now, listen, Papa. Now, just a minute. Now, here. Now, you sit back down there in a chair and just take it easy.
Posts, man.
Papa, now, sit down here. Listen to me. Them are just some girls that are coming over here.
We've got to get a message through to General Stonewall. What did you say? Girls?
Yeah, that's all there, Mr. Peabody. You see, the Waves is a part of the United States Navy.
Oh, don't let them fool you, Sonny. They're just dressed up that way. Them Yankees will resort to anything.
Now, Papa, you got this all wrong.
I say, don't stand there, boy. The message through the Stonewall. There ain't a minute to lose.
Papa, now listen to me. Will you simmer down for just a half a second now and let Mom explain this whole thing to you? Come on now, Papa. Sit down.
All right, but we better post a lookout.
Yeah, we'll post a lookout. Go ahead, Long.
Explain it.
Come
sit down. Well, you see, Mr. Peabody...
Vesper Hawkins for the lookout.
Vesper Hawkins?
Yeah, Vesper.
We'll get him. Now, you see, Mr. Peabody, this new war we're in is a pretty big thing. Just about everybody's got to get in it some way or other and help out, even the women folks.
Yeah, little Pearl is a nurse in it, Papa.
Oh. Facts is, it's a big need for women in a thing like this.
Yeah, they can load the muskets.
The Navy's got all kinds of jobs that women folks can do, and every time a woman joins up, let some Navy fella go out and do the actual fighting. And that's what these girls are coming over here to do, is to sign up some new girls for the Waves. Now, do you understand it, Mr. Peabody?
Yes, you
see now, Papa?
We'll use them. You know, boy, if Vesper's after that, his papa was, he'll make the best bed for the lookout you ever see.
Oh, for goodness sake, Papa. Didn't you just hear what Long said?
Well, sure I did, and he's right. Vesper's the man to get.
Oh, my goodness sake.
Get down there, where's the water boy? Here, I'm dying of thirst.
Emmy, you got to get your papa out of here before them girls get here. We're going to have trouble.
Papa, don't you think that you ought to run over the place there and see Elizabeth for a while?
I can't leave at a time like this. Where's my musket?
Well, Papa, Elizabeth wants to see you about something, I think. You better get over there.
Yeah, maybe you better go over there and protect her.
That's a good idea. You got to go over and protect Elizabeth.
I think the Union Army's heading over that way.
Where's
they heading? Which way did they go?
Right over there by our place, Papa. You better hurry up now. You'll miss them.
Yeah, better not waste a minute, Mr.
You could depend on me, son. Send a runner out ahead and tell Elizabeth to hold him off till I get there.
Yeah, we'll do that, Papa.
Yeah, and get the message through to Diddley.
Yeah, we'll do it. Look at him go. Taken out of here like a
cubby
of quail,
didn't he? I hate to tell him that stuff about the Union Army being over at your place, but I never knowed how else to get shut.
Oh, sure. I'm glad you got him out of here excited as he was. And you know, Papa Lum, he'll clean forget about it by the time he gets home. You know, things don't last long with him. He'll wonder why he's rushing, so that's what he'll be doing.
Yeah, I hope so. You don't want to miss putting him, huh?
Fact is, I'll bound you he's done forgot it by now, if you want the truth.
Yeah, maybe so. I'll tell you one thing, Abner. There ain't no two ways about it. You're just going to have to keep him out of the store here. Something always seems to happen when he's down here.
Yeah, it does look that way, sort of. Well, I was trying to keep him out of here, Mom, but only trouble, Elizabeth keeps sort of hinting around to me that I better take him down here with me. She don't want him around the place. Say, she ain't going to take care of him all the time by herself.
Well, her and you will have to figure that out, Twixter, yourself.
Yeah, well, I told her this morning.
Well, let's not discuss it no more now. We got to get busy and fix things up for them girls.
Yeah, sure. All right, yeah.
Grab hold of the other end of this table and let's put it up here by the door for
Yeah, me. Yeah, come on. Yeah, I got it. Exactly
whereabouts
you want it now,
Mom. Well, I thought it'd be kind of nice to have it just inside the door there. That way nobody can miss seeing the recruiting officers when they come in the store.
Yeah, maybe I better call Elizabeth and tell her to keep an eye out for Papa too long.
Oh, he'll be all right. Now, get them two chairs over there for the girls to sit on.
These over here, huh?
Or to have some red, white, and blue button to put on there.
Yeah, I don't know where we'll get it. I'll get these. I still think I ought to call Elizabeth, though. You know, Papa, he gets to wandering around sometimes.
Well, he knows his way around. He's all right. As long as we got him out of the store, he can't cause no trouble.
No, I reckon not.
Abner, whereabouts is that shoe brush we had around the store?
What? Shoe brush.
Yeah. Beaver got a necktie down here somewhere, too, ain't I?
Necktie? What are you trying to get all fixed up for, Lon? Just cause them wave officers are coming over here?
No, of course not, silly.
Well, what are you doing it for them?
Well, it's just that I believe in being neat, that's all. That's one of my old letters saying, be neat at all times.
Well, how come you don't wear a necktie all the other days, then?
Well, it's just... Wait a minute, I got to answer the phone there, right?
Yeah, I mean, how come you don't wear a necktie
hey,
every
shut
day?
Up, Abner.
Why,
hello, John, I'm down store and library. Lum Eddard's talking.
Cash cheap eyes, them army girls.
Mom?
Navy girls.
Oh, it's you again. Well, we're waiting for you here. Got everything fixed up fine for you. What's that? You're where? Well, what are you doing there?
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
Well, don't worry. I'll take care of everything. Yeah, right away. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
Who was that, Lum? Them wave officers again?
Yeah. You know where they're at?
Huh?
They're barricaded in the lodge hall and can't get out.
Can't get out? Well, how'd they get in there in the first place?
They was taken prisoners by an old man who said he was going to turn them over to Stonewall Jackson. And I'll just give you one guess who that old man is.
Uh-oh. Papa's at it again.